Okay, guys, we're going to kick straight into it. We've been busy with a series called I'm Not Okay. And today, we're going to be talking about something that's quite, I think, close to home. And it's going to be more of a conversation. So if you have any questions, please just feel free to raise your hands. If you have a point, I may not ignore you, but I may not ignore you. So feel free to do that. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time that we have together. Lord, I just pray that your truth may come in and literally change our lives, change our minds, change the way that we see things. Because ultimately, Lord God, we want to walk in the freedom that you have for us. We want to be more and more like you, and in the end become everything that you've created us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I ask that we switch that off there? Because that's going to make a bit of a noise. All right, three of the most important things that you guys will ever have to answer in your life. These three questions, make sure before you die, you have an answer to them. The first one of the most important things you'll ever have to decide as a human being is who Jesus is. Who is Jesus to you? Is he the guy from the Bible that like healed people? Is he the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ, who died for your sins? Is he like a really, really good teacher? Is he like some guy who used to walk in sandals and walk on water? One of the most important things and one of the most important questions that are still being asked today. You guys might not know this, but this was the cover of the Times magazine. How many of you guys know the Times magazine? This was the cover of a Times magazine that was asking the question in 2010, 2009. Still, this very day, people don't have a definite answer about who Jesus is. Why is this question important? Because ultimately, this question and how you answer it determines how you live when you take your last breath. So please, guys, I know some of you are still juggling with that. One of the most important questions you'll ever have to ask. Second most important question you'll ever have to ask. Who will I marry? Hey? Preferably someone with not blue hair like that, guys. But if you really love her, then maybe she'll be fine. Who will I marry? One of the most important questions you'll ever have to answer is who will be the girl? Who will be the boy that I will spend the rest of my life with? I'll tell you the Bible in Proverbs. Proverbs 21:19. Read this up. You know what the Bible says? This is to the guys. This is how important marriage is. It says, better to live in the desert than to live with a nagging wife. Do you know that the Bible says that? How many of you would like to live in a desert with no water? It's just sun. There's no shelter. The Bible says if you make the wrong decision, pretty much, and you choose the wrong lady, and you choose and you're living with someone who gets on your nerves every single, for the rest of, the Bible says it's better for you to actually just live in a desert. That's how important it is for you to answer that question accurately. And ladies, trust me, when you have the wrong guy, your life, it's worse than a desert. You'd be living under the sand in the desert. That's not in the Bible, but that's pretty much what it's like. So this is one of the most important questions you have to ask. Who will I marry? And third question that you'll have to ask, who will my friends be? The people that I'm going to walk with for the rest of my life in relationship. The people that I'm going to talk to. The people that I'm going to SMS. And in the future, the people that I'm going to teleport to. The people that I'm going to mix it. The people that I'm going to build my life, tell them my stories, them telling me their stories. Thank you. Who are these guys going to be? One of the most important questions you're going to ever have to answer is who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. When you're 80, you want people around you that you've shared stuff with, right? And this morning, in case you don't know, this series, it's I'm Not Okay, and we're going to be talking about friendships. If you guys remember on your surveys, there were a lot of things that you said were not okay and stuff you're battling with. One of them was friendships, and today we're going to deal with a couple of those. I'm not okay. And I know some of you are saying, you know what? I don't know if this series, this part of the stuff is going to even be relevant to me because you know what? I don't even have friends. There's some people who feel like, I don't really have friends. I'm the one, you know, in the movies, the guy who's like in the corner and everyone is eating at the cafeteria. Some of you are like, I'm that guy who's sitting alone. Some of you feel like, no, I'm not like so-and-so. There's nobody that I connect with. There's nobody that I really know. And so I don't have any friends. Trust me, this is for you. Do not log out. All right. One thing I want to say before I start. Fame does not equal friendship. Everyone say that with me. Fame does not equal friendship. Some of the most famous, some of the biggest stars in the world today are the most loneliest people you'll ever find. Do you guys know that? When someone is on stage and you see them do their thing, when those lights go out and those applause fade and those curtains closed and they get in their car and they drive home to a big mansion and all the girls are gone and they sleep on the pillow by themselves, that can be one of the most loneliest things that you'll ever experience. Let me bring it home. When you've just won your hockey match or your chess match or your volleyball match, and like everyone is, oh man, that was awesome. The way you crowned your pawn and then you like checkmated him, and everyone is giving you high fives at the chess club, and everyone is giving you high fives on the hockey field, and all the girls are like, oh, he's so cute. Oh, and all the boys are like, oh, she's so cute. And you go home to your room and you sit down and all of that is gone and you lie down. That can be some of the most loneliest moments in your life. Because fame does not equal friendship. And I know some of you are like, I don't have friends like so-and-so. You know, the guy who walks in and is like, hey, everyone knows their name. And they're the ones who are like talking to everybody. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Or at school, there's always that group. I don't know where they sit, like in the corner there. And they're always laughing. Always these personal jokes that they have. And you're like, man, I just wish like I had that. And you think that these guys, just because they're known, just because they're famous, just because they're skilled, you think that they've got all the friends that they need. Guys, today, I'm here to tell you that that is not true. Being around people does not mean you're okay. Having people around you all the time doesn't mean that you're okay. And I know some of us, and we've said this often, we walk in here on Fridays and we walk in here on Sundays, and there's a lot of people here. And it's high fives and it's smiles and it's, hey, I'm good. And we play table tennis and pool and everything seems good. And we look at each other and we're like, well, this is, why are we even having this series? Everyone here looks well. But we all know, and we can be honest this morning, that just because we are around people, it doesn't mean that we're okay. And this series, has what it's been doing, is trying to teach us that it's okay to not be okay, as long as you're able to say, I'm not okay. Does that make sense? I remember, I think you guys remember this, one of the things that Mark shared. He says, you know you're not okay when, sometimes when I say I'm okay, I want someone to look me in the eyes, hug me tight, and say, I know that you're not. Guys, I guarantee you, if you can find one person in your lifetime who can be a friend like that, you're probably the richest person in the world. Just one person who's able to know you like that. That kind of a friend is what you guys should be going after. So this morning, what is the basis of this morning? I want to break down some of the myths. I want to break down some of the false thinkings that we have about what friendship is. And like I said, you guys can put up your hands and make comments or whatever if you think that I'm missing the point. Because I truly believe that if you have a wrong idea of what friendship is, that's what you're going to chase. Do you understand? If you think friendship is about parties and going to and being at that event so that on Monday you can say, yeah, I was also there, and you have something to say and not just, you know, nah, I watched the ETV movie. If you think that's what friendship is, that's what you're going to chase. You're going to beg your mom, you're going to build your life, you're going to like create your week so that you can go out to that party so you can fit in and make friends. If you think that friendship is all about having the right clothes, that's what you're going to go after. You're going to want to fit in. You're going to beg your parents. You're going to be frustrated at them. You're going to want those shoes so bad, because once you get them, then you're taking one step closer to what friendship is. And so the more false things that you have about friendship in your mind, the more you're losing the plot. And this morning, if anything that I do, it's to break down those myths so that we can actually start going after what true friendship is. Is that cool? All right. First one. There is no such, everyone say this after me, there's no such thing as a fake friend. Not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. And you have to change it over there. Okay, everyone say this. There's no such thing as a fake friend. Say it again. There's no such thing as a fake friend. Okay? Let me tell you why I say that. There's no such thing as a fake friend because it's either a friend or not a friend. There's no such thing as he's my fake. We're friends, but he's fake. Do you understand what I mean? So if someone is, Mark, if you can change that to that now. There's no such thing as that, guys. And I know some of you guys, even in your survey, you said, yeah, you know, I have a problem because some of my friends are fake. And I understand what you're saying, but here's what I want you guys to know today. If someone is fake, if someone is like this when they're with you, and when they're not with you, they're like this, that means that they're not a friend. I don't think I'm getting my point across correctly. So I want you guys to watch this video. Hit the lights, brother.
Realize something. Think of the group of people you've known the longest in your life. Think of the group of friends that you've hung out with the most. Maybe you're all here tonight. And this is what I've realized. I had an epiphany, and here it is right here. There is one person in every group of friends that nobody likes. You basically keep them there to hate their guts. When that person is not around the rest of your little base camp, your hobby is cutting that person down. Example, Karen is always a douchebag. Every group has a Karen, and she's always a bag of douche. When she's not around, you just look at each other and go, God, Karen, she's such a douchebag. Until she walks up, and then you're like, hey, what's up, Kat? Kat, what's up, Kat?
Every one of us has that kind of, and some of you guys, maybe you are the guy that people do that to. And you take that, you take that torture, you take that punishment because you know, like, I have to, if I lose them, I've got no one. And so, you know, every time you're with these people, they either say things that are mean, they make fun of, you know, the way you dress, or they make fun of your marks, or they make fun of the fact that you didn't make the C team for hockey and you made the D team. And it's like, no, this is how, you know, if you ever say, this is how we are. You know, like in that clip, the guy says, you suck. And it's like, ah, you're so funny. And you kind of accept that. But guys, that's one thing I want to tell. There's no such thing as a fake friend. A friend does not do that. The Bible says that a friend loves at all times. Loves at all times. Everyone say loves at all times. And you either the one who's not being loved at all times, or like Mark is saying, you on the other side of the coin, and you the one that actually does not love at all times. So either way, this message is for you. All right? Thing number one. Everyone say it with me. There's no such thing as a fake friend. Okay, second point. A friend that influences you negatively is a friend. That's the myth. We're breaking myths this morning. All right? A friend that influences you negatively is a friend. That's what we say. So what happens? Like, for example, I'll say to you, Warwick, hey, bro, hey, come, listen, let me come and show you. Look what I downloaded. It's triple X pornography 3D, dude. No, come on. No, come on. And I know that Warwick doesn't like that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I know that Warwick, you know, goes to Ignite Youth and he's trying to live his life a certain way. And yet I still am like trying to, you know, like with your friends, if you say to your friends, you'll probably get this sometime. You'll say to your friends, I don't like smoking. No, smoking. And you'll always get that guy, oh, dude, just come try it. Or you'll say something like, I don't like going to that place. Like, it's just, I just don't enjoy it. And it's always the very thing that you don't like is the very thing that they're going to try and get you to try. Even though they know that, okay, I'm friends with Hannah, I know Hannah. I know this is what she likes and she doesn't like. And yet I still choose to try and get her to try the stuff she doesn't like. That's what I mean when I say a friend that influences you negatively is not a, this is more difficult than I thought. So the myth is that a friend that influences you negatively is a friend. And this morning we want to bust that myth and say, actually, that's not true. Because if I'm a friend, I'm going to try and get Warwick to become everything that he's trying to become. Not trying to get Warwick to become everything he's not trying to become. So if Pepsi wants to play volleyball and he has trials on Saturday, I'm not going to try and get him to come to a party on the Friday and we party until 5 o'clock and then we say, no, man, we'll drop you off there at 7. It's not a problem. And so he goes to trials at 7 after partying with us and having such a... You know what I mean? And we try and derail each other from what we know the other person is trying to be. That person is not a friend, guys. And some of you have those people in your lives where you, when you're alone, you say, okay, as Neo, this is who I want to be. And then you go out and you find yourself within this group of people and all of a sudden you're like, you find you change a little bit or you compromise yourself a little bit and you become less and less of who you are just so that you can fit in. Guys, that's not what friendship is. And if you're going to spend the rest of your life doing that, trust me, by the time you hit 20, 21, 22, you're going to be like, who am I? You're literally going to like stand like this and go, I don't understand who am I. And you're going to spend the next couple of years trying to rebuild so that by the time you're 60, you can say, hey, this is who I am. But you can do that from now. You guys are in these relationships. You guys know these people. You guys, and like I say, some of you guys may be the ones that influence people negatively. And this morning is for you to say, you know what? I'm going to start being a better friend. And I'm going to stop doing that. Okay? So I'm talking to someone here this morning. Myth number one, there's no such thing as a fake friend. People who are two-faced, people who treat you badly. Those people aren't your friends. And if you keep them, I want you to know that they are not your friends. And not go, oh, I didn't know. I thought you were my friend. This morning, we want to take it. Number two, friend that influences you negatively is not a friend. Number three, it's not okay for friends to fight. That's a myth that, like, we believe. It's not okay. We, as friends, we never fight. That is a lie. Okay? The biggest lie. Because as friends, you will fight. As friends, you don't like the same things. All right? You don't like the same people, even. You don't like the same music. You don't like the same going to the same places. But if Jeffrey and I connect, if God, you know, like, sometimes you just connect with people, and it's just because of the way God has made you. God has made me a certain way to like certain things. He's made Jeffrey to like certain things, and we don't know each other. And then one day we meet each other, and something just connects. And we're like, hey, dude, I don't know how to explain, but, you know. And thank you. Thank you. Give it up for Jeffrey. And you strike up a relationship, and you strike up a friendship, and you become friends. But as you learn more about each other, you learn, oh, Jeffrey also is friends with so-and-so. Ooh, I don't like so-and-so. And then Jeffrey also likes to wear that kind of stuff and that kind of music. And then you feel like because we fight or because we don't agree on things, this relationship is over. And girls are very good at that. Well, guys too. But girls, I think, are more emotional. Where it's like, oh no, she said, it's over. I'm not friends with so-and-so anymore because, you know, she's friends with Jessica and Sarah, and in grade one, Sarah took my red crayon, so I've never liked her. Am I lying? Maybe that's extreme. I don't know. It's not that bad, Caitlin says. It's true. But guys, that's a myth. It's not okay for friends. I think... Okay, I don't know if you remember. I had a fallout with a mate of mine recently, and we kind of made up yesterday. Not made out, but like made up. You know what I mean? Okay. Where we felt, literally we were on the phone. I'm like telling him, he's telling me, and I'm like, dude, you know what? And I think even eventually at the end of the conversation, I said to him, bro, I know that we are both going to repent and we're both going to say sorry and we're both actually going to get over this. But right now, I'm going to go. Beep. And I had to, even as I was thinking about this, I'm like, if this friendship ends over this, then like, was it really a friendship? But I knew that we had such a friendship, we had built a life somewhat already, that this can't break us. And I need to have a healthy mentality when it comes to conflict to say, just because we're fighting, it doesn't mean that friendship is over. It just means that we disagree on something, and I need to go to Jesus. And every time, trust me, when you go to pray about your relationship, your friendships, God will speak to you, and he'll show you where you were wrong. Because it's not always the other person who's wrong. If you take the time to actually be honest and say, okay, Lord, you know, this guy, and you like this guy, and if you just keep quiet long enough, God will show you, no, you there. What about you there? I want you to say sorry about this there. And even if it's God will say to you something like, it's fine, you were in the right, but the way that you spoke to him was not right. Sometimes it's as simple as that. And you actually just have to say, you know what, bro? I'm not sorry about what I said. I really think but I'm sorry about the way that I said it. I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't mean to yell. I didn't mean to shout. Because sometimes we right, we have the right to present the truth. However, Bible says speak the truth in love. That's what the Bible says. It teaches us. And sometimes as Christian, we have the truth and we want to go out there and be like, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, black magic, witches. And the Bible's like, dude, calm down. Speak the truth, but speak it in love. And sometimes as friends, we do have conflict and we do fight, and it is okay. All right? It's not okay for friends to fight. That's a lie, guys. Fight for your friendships. Ask yourselves, when you're fighting with friends or you feel like this friendship is over, ask yourself, is this really worth it? And if it is, sometimes it is, then okay, cool. I'll let the friendship go. But sometimes, guys, most of the times, our fights are very, very petty. And trust me, you can be friends with Caitlin if she's friends with Pepsi, who you don't like. You can be friends with Shalom if Shalom is friends with this half of the room. It's fine. Go back to sleep. Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you. Oh. So it's okay. It's okay. She's not sleeping. I'm joking. She's going to beat me. Okay, so it's not, that's a myth. It's not okay for friends to fight. That's not true. Another clip. And I want to show you an example of what I mean about this. When I said in the beginning that friends bring out the best in each other, and sometimes you fight with your friends because they make different life decisions than you. That was one of the things that came out in the survey. That your friends just keep making mistakes, and it's actually come to the point where it's like, I can't be their friends anymore because they keep doing this thing. And I want you guys to watch this clip about these guys, the way that this guy speaks to this other guy. He's not happy with him, but he's encouraging him to become better. And this is an example of something I get.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Sometimes things get intense. Come, offensive man, move. Thank you. Sometimes things get intense in friendships, and sometimes those conversations are needed. And I want to encourage you guys, instead of running away from conflict, sometimes you just need to speak it out. You just need to say, dude, you know what? The way that you did that was wrong. And I know that you better. And ultimately, the guy who is your friend will listen and be like, maybe this guy's right. Or maybe he won't listen. But the point is, you've engaged like that. It is okay for friends to fight. This is the last one. Gold digging. How many of you guys know what gold diggers are? gold digging friends. And this is an important. Sometimes you guys have friends, and they're only friends with you because of the stuff you have. Or not even the stuff you have materially. Sometimes they're just friends with you because of the stuff that you know. Right? Example, you advise really well. And so people are your friends because you have like this wisdom. And it's like, yeah, I'm just friends with him because like whenever I have a problem, he's just so kind. Or you're really good at maths. And so they're like, hey, especially when that sixth period comes. First five periods, then when that sixth period comes, hey, how you doing? What was the answer for 2.B again? And sometimes people are your friends because of what you have, what you know, the people that you know, the contact, the fact that your parents have transport and can take you guys to like great places, or the fact that your parents, you know, are rich. And people are your friends because of the stuff you have. And you, on the other hand, are like, hey, I've got all these friends. And so the only way that I can keep these friends is if I keep having the stuff. Because as long as I have the stuff, I'm going to have these friends. Yes, they'll keep digging on me, but at least I've got friends. Guys, people who gold dig, gold digging friends are not your friends. If you feel like people are around you because of anything else outside of who you are, I want to encourage you to check those relationships. Go home and actually go, you know what? Sizwe, he's always around. But he doesn't have DSTV. I've got DSTV. Why does he always come at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights? Because he wants to watch, you know, he wants to watch Lord of the Rings and not Chuck Norris movies. And sometimes you have to check your own hearts, check your own relationships. Check the people around you and say, why do you think these guys are around you? And I want to encourage you, if you are the one that is like, you don't want to let go of these people, so you'd rather keep on. Guys, that's a cycle that you can't break out of. You're always going to want to be fitting in. It's that whole thing of wanting to fit in. And so if you feel like people are your friends because of things that you have, I want to encourage you, break that. Because you don't have to be anything that you're not. Sometimes if you are the one who's always wise and always has the answers and always is comforting to your friends, sometimes you're just going to have to say to them, I actually don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to console you. I'm just here. But as long as you don't honest with yourself, then what you'll do is you'll always be working hard to be wise. Oh, what's the next thing I can read? What's the next chapter of the Bible? What's the next self-help book? Because my friends have so many issues. And the more issues they have, the more they're going to come to me. And if I don't have the answers, I'm going to lose my friends to her because she's reading Deepak Chopra or whatever. And you feel this pressure to need to perform. And you think, no, I'm being kind. And it's very like touch and go. But guys, my ultimate thing is, if you're not yourself in friendships, that should be a warning light to you. If you are not yourself when you are around people or a group of people or a person, and you feel like you have to, if you walk like this, and then you're going to meet someone and all of a sudden you walk like this, ask yourself, why now? If you like to dress a certain way, and when you go into a group, you dress another different kind of way, you're going to have to ask yourself, gold digging friends aren't your friends. And this, we've gone through. The steps to being okay with friendships. Admit to yourself. I want to encourage you guys, look at your friendships. It's almost like I want you to take a magnifying glass for this part of this series and go, okay, Paul. Let's see. Why is he in my life? Cool. Nice. All right. Sean. Okay. And you literally go through that with everybody in your life and get to the truth about the people that you are around. And if there's stuff that's wrong, admit it. If there's stuff that's right, awesome. Continue those friendships. May they grow until you guys are 80 years old. Speak to Father. Guys, pray. Like I said, especially with friendships, God will tell you when you're wrong. And he won't just tell you when you're wrong. He'll show you how to fix it. Oh, I had a fight with, oh, she stole my boy. Oh, I think she likes my boyfriend. Oh, I think he likes my girlfriend. Whatever the issue is, when you go to the Lord and you pray about it, God will show you what you need to change and what you need to change in you and what you and sometimes he'll give you the strength to just be able to go say, I'm sorry. One of the hardest things in friendships is saying, I'm sorry. Especially when you feel like, why don't they say sorry first? It's the hardest thing, and you don't have the strength for that to do it properly. Trust me, you don't, in you. Only God can give you that humility and give you a heart soft enough to be able to say, I messed up. I'm sorry. Only God can do that, because as human beings, yes, see, forget about it. You say it, otherwise it's over. Testify. Tell a friend. Everyone give it up for Mark's new picture. Just a clap. And tell a friend. What does this mean? Go to the person and speak to them. Tell your friend whatever it is. If you feel like they're fake, go to God. Admit it to yourself. Go to God and go and speak to them in a way that's not like, eh, whatever. If you feel like people are around you for wrong reasons, if you feel like you've made a mistake and you've treated people badly, go and speak to your friends this week. Go and pray. Ask God. God will, I promise you guys, he'll give you the words and he'll give you the strength to be able to humble yourselves. Ask for help. Sometimes things are just too hectic. Sometimes, like, you've done something or they've done something to you that is just, like, insane. I know you guys are always like, oh, no, you guys won't understand. Most of the times we will understand. 1.1% of the times it will be something that even we're like, oh, I don't understand this. But if it is so huge, ask for help. It's what we've been, I must close. It's what we've been learning about but it sounds like you're still going here. But I won't take advantage of that. And then focus on the future. All right? Focus on the fact that you will have friends. I like this picture a lot. I think I'm going to end with this picture here. Focus on the future. All right? This is what we want. This is what we want. We want people to know us and people to, we want people to know us and us to know them. And like I said, guys, even if it's one person, some of you feel like, yes, I can't be, you don't have to be friends with a whole gang. You just need one person to be able to know you. When you're not okay, for them to look at you and say, I know you're not okay. Does this make sense this morning? I know we were a bit rushed for time. But I want you guys to start investigating your friendship so that you can start building solidly early. Nothing greater than that. You don't have to find your best friend at 65. Okay. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that brings truth. Father, I even pray that each and every single one of us begin to walk in true friendship. Father, the kind of friendship that David and Jonathan had in the Bible. The kind of friendships, Lord God, that we can have adventures, we can have stories, we can have bad times, good times. And ultimately, when we're 75 and we're sitting and we're drinking our tea, we can have a lifetime spent with a dear and close friend. Father, I pray for those who feel like they're alone. I pray that you may give them the grace, Father, to be able to interact with people. I pray that you may even show us pictures of the people that you want in our lives. Even right now, Lord God, faces of guys at school, guys at sport, that you feel that we should make friends with or we should strengthen those friends with. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen.